Well, I appreciate it.
Our first stocking has been stuffed.
Oh,
well, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
I didn't want to stop on the radio. I didn't want to say that, but
yeah,
I have
well,
that.
You know, we're all friends here, and now we're even closer. Look at that. Hey, you want to help us with the top 10?
Yeah, what I do.
Why do you think Santa is immune to COVID?
Well, duh. He's got Santa bodies.
Hey!
Oh, very nice.
All right.
That is the way to do it right there. And that leads us to, ladies and gentlemen, our Tuesday morning top 10. Well done on that, by the way. That was...
Yeah.
I think we all know what number one's about to be, but that is right, F. We were just talking about, ladies and gentlemen, of course. Dr. Fauci and the CDC saying that, no worries, Santa is 100% immune to COVID-19. So, unprecedented,
right.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Better not be without presents, that's the thing. But taking the kiddos to see Santa this year has severely had a hiccup, but don't worry. He can come right down the chimney or however in your house. He's got this, and we know why. Because why? It is our top 10 of the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the home office in Granbury, Texas, and Tim in Weatherford, it is our top 10 reasons that we know Santa is totally immune to COVID-19. Top 10 reasons, starting with...
Number 10.
I mean, honestly, didn't he kind of basically invent the whole... social distancing thing to begin with, right?
Number nine.
Oh, because you don't see him at night? I had to think about it for a minute.
There you go. Number nine.
Well,
the workshop there at the North Pole has already went through an OSHA shutdown about 40 years ago. And after that, and a little unionizing, it's been a pretty safe place to work overall. So
Number eight.
Critics claim, hey, this is not true. He's just being asymptomatic.
Number seven
reason we think Santa's immune to the COVID-19. Well, the first reported COVID case on the North Pole was immediately exiled to the island of Misfit Toys. It was Yukon Cornelius, by the way, of course, but I think we all saw that coming.
Number six.
Oh, so it is true that celebrities get the vaccine before anybody else. Oh!
Number five,
Santa's suddenly immune. Conspicuously, also suddenly, now it's on Dasher, on Dancer, on Pfizer, on AstraZeneca, on Moderna, on Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, by the way, they're brothers. They're brother Ranger.
Number four.
I like
that. We think Santa's immune to COVID-19. Well, it turns out the elves have been working on a vaccine, honestly, since early summer. I mean, they always talk about Hermie the dentist, but nobody ever mentions Elmer, who aspires to be a biochemist, and that's really handy right
now. Number three.
Seriously, quarantines all year long and only goes out at night.
Number two,
a reason we think and pretty much know that Santa... This is great news, because if Rudolph had to wear a mask and the weather was just a little bit foggy. And then finally, number one way we know 100% Santa is immune to coronavirus. Tim?
Well, duh. He's got Santa bodies.
That's right.
There it is.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
KB and Marley, Hank FM.